This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report. If you're listening to this radio program and you went, wait a minute, hour two? What happened to one? Well, call your local radio station, tell them to make a hole, and fill it with this show. Or, if they really can't and they're contractually obligated, or whatever the case may be, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you can listen to the live streaming right off of the site. We have 40 talk show hosts on this network, and we got some doggone good ones, folks. At any rate, that song, in case you're interested, that's Steve Voss. 1-800-HIT-SONG to get a copy of that song you just heard. Very timely, isn't it? It's what we knew was coming, folks. You know, here's the difference between this network and the host on this network. We know what time it is. We have been following it. We know it in our sleep. We know what's going on. And I want to thank stations out there. A new station just picked me up today, and Mike Rivero. I thank you for that. And to the listeners out there going, who's this guy? You'll find out. Just hang around a while. You will hear things that will curl the nose hairs. Or if you're not totally white, will turn you white. But that's okay. Everybody has to go through what I call the cycle. And you're going to run the gamut of all the emotions. First off, you're not going to want to believe what you're hearing. That's why we always tell you to check it out. Don't believe a damn thing I'm saying. Go and verify for yourself. How did I get into doing what I do? It's because somebody challenged me and I said, okay, I'll take the I'm going to challenge myself and you, the whole situation. Whatever you're telling me, I'm going to prove you wrong and I'm going to laugh all the way to the bank. Well, I didn't even make it to the bank because I stopped laughing because I even realized what the banking system was. So, you're going to go through all these emotions, and you're going to end up right back where you're standing right now. If you have to do that, just be forewarned. Get out a bottle of aspirin, okay, because you're going to need it. You're going to get so red-faced, angry at times, your blood pressure is going to shoot up, and the top of your head wants to pop off. We know. We have been there. So just take a breath and let this wash over you. And if you have any doubts about it, call the show. If you have any doubts about what we are saying, go to its sources. Go do the research for yourself. All right? All right. My friend Steve Voss, we must take America back. You betcha. And he is really a true friend. I've known Steve for 20 years. And he's getting to be an old man, and he's going to give up performing. But my God, what a legacy he has left. Just the stuff that we need now. Now, going back to this story, Dave Hodges talking about the UN program, HHS, CPS, Obamacare, and what the fine print in there is, and nobody told you about it. If your child has ADD or ADHD, you could be accused of neglect because the document details how this can somehow be caused by poor nutrition, although the variables associated with the cause are not specified. Poor nutrition. You mean like Frankenfoods? Like cooked milk that have no earthly benefit to you whatsoever? They've sent out the milk police to the raw milk users out there that understand the value of amino acids and all the good stuff that does not get killed off in milk. I just heard a guy on Deanna Spingola's show today talking about said issue. The guy that was here with Clint Richardson yesterday is an organic farmer. He was telling me about it. So they're dead serious. The industry is dead serious about sending out the federales at gunpoint if necessary. If you're doing raw milk and you're not cooking the crap out of it or cooking the good stuff out of that milk, you could get a visit from the milk police. And I just got a flash here. Kevlar adorned mask, Kevlar helmet, picture on the billboard alongside the highway with a milk mustache on his mask. Got milk? It better be homogenized. Now, the document goes way out of its way to specify that poverty and neglect are not inextricably linked. Then the document goes out of its way to link poverty with child neglect. Now, if you read between the lines, America, as we already are aware, many poor children who go missing from scandals such as the Second Mile Foundation, the Franklin scandal, and the latest with the 78 missing wards of the state in Oklahoma, frequently end up being put into child sex trafficking rings operated but funded by such notables as DynCorp and HSBC Bank. And don't worry, you won't get sued. They're not going to drag you into court because they don't want this to be a matter of public record. So quit quaking in your boots right now. Of course, no Obama-inspired program would be complete without an attack upon the Second Amendment. Obamacare is no exception. As one of the criteria for child neglect are parents who are also, guess what? That's right, gun owners. The presence of alcohol in the home is a trigger for an allegation of neglect and subsequent intervention. Of course, alcoholic parents can present a clear and present danger to a child's well-being. However, in the policy manual, the conditions for concern over alcohol do not detail the amount and percentage of the family resources involved necessarily to obtain alcohol. In other words, one can of beer in a home can be considered to constitute child neglect by Obamacare's CPS field worker. If your child engages in any type of illicit or criminal behavior, your family is at risk. Raise your hands if you've ever smoked pot before the age of 18 or drank as a teen or engaged in any kind of sexual activity before the age of 18, ever stayed out past curfew or even shoplifted, If your children ever engage in any of these and a multitude of other transgressions, children make, they seem like they make a living out of doing this stuff sometimes just to test the parents. But somehow, the majority of the children make it through and learn valuable lessons. You are in danger of losing your children. Now, this also means that if your child is ever involved in a fight in school or an assigned detention, the school will be required to report the behavior to HHS and CPS. And you can expect to have a home invasion intervention session with your friendly Obamacare CPS field worker. More on this when we come back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I want to finish this out and then get on to the the unfolding wars in the Middle East. And it looks like military-industrial complex and all of its political cronies are not going to be happy until they start World War III. But here with a war at home for your own family and your own children, if your child engages in any type of illicit or criminal behavior, your family is going to be at risk. And if you are ever late picking up your child from daycare or from school aftercare, you will be reported. You're going to be reported as being neglectful. Not that maybe you lost your keys or your purse was snatched in a local grocery store. No. You're going to have to explain that to a CPS person. If you have ever been depressed or have been treated for any mental disorder like post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, etc., you're at risk for losing your children. And anybody that really takes a look at life in America today, if it doesn't make you a little bit anxious, then you're already dead. Okay? And you don't have to worry about it. Even illegal immigrant families are not immune from this insanity. Well, okay. I'll read this without further comment. Children are judged by the field workers not to be fully... What is this word? Acculturated? By the way, Dan corrected me here. It's Ceausescu, right? Thank you. Nicolae Ceausescu. I said it twice now. Thank you. What the hell did I say? I couldn't even... It looked weird. Yeah, that's what it was. At any rate. Even... If the illegals do not properly speak the language, exhibit signs of being homesick, and judge to have not formed an unspecified number of friends and formed a cohesive social network, allegations of neglect can be made. As I said, without comment, I'll just move on. I could literally write 10 more pages of what the CPS, HHS, on behalf of Obamacare, considers to be parental neglect. I would invite the reader to spend some time reviewing the document, which will be serving as the policy manual for the forced home inspections. Please note that when the reader gets beyond the flowery language and the professed concern for children, that the language is written so broadly that virtually any human condition, any family circumstance, or child behavior can be interpreted as child neglect. The important thing to note is the use of language in this manual. Parents who are deemed by an Obamacare CPS field worker operating under the HHS flag to be neglectful toward their children are considered to have created disabilities within their children. Now, as the reader will soon discover, the use of the term disabilities is key to understanding how far this administration is willing to go to seize children for some nefarious purposes. Now, sadly, and this is still only the beginning, there is far more to be concerned about, beginning with who is ultimately responsible for these outrages. Well, meet the creators of the state-sponsored child kidnapping rings. The primary author for this insane manual for HHS and CPS and their designed home invasion interventions is Diane DePanfilis, Ph.D., MSW, and I don't even know what that MSW stands for. She is an associate dean for research and associate professor of social work at the University of Maryland. More importantly, she is the co-editor of the Handbook on Child Protection Practice. In other words, DePanfilis has been a major player in the unconstitutional practices we see going on within the CPS in all of the 50 states. And if this was not concern enough, all of the other contributing authors have their professional origins and affiliations with the same organization. Lindsay Ritter Taylor from Caliber, an ICF international company. Matthew Schumann, MSW, a consultant with Caliber, an ICF international company. Jean Stroll, a consultant with Caliber, an ICF international company. And Jeannie Newman, MSW-MIBS, I have no idea what that is, truly, a consultant with Caliber and an ICF international company. Now, it was at this point I smelled a rat. We have the primary author being a CPS author designed to teach their field operatives on the methods of how to abuse parents and undermine parental authority. And all of the contributing authors come from the exact same corporation, ICF. At this point, it's prudent to ask the question, well, yeah, you guessed it, who the heck is ICF? Well, that's the biggest player that you never heard of. ICF International partners with government and commercial clients to deliver consulting services and technology solutions in climate change, energy, environment, transportation, social programs, defense, and homeland security markets. Oh, kind of a jack of all trade with all of their cooked up stuff. In my mind, this established ICF as a major player in the introduction and implementation of the globalist agenda by designing matching federal programs. And as it turned out, they are major players in the Obamacare through their subsidiary acquisition, Caliber Associates. Now, Caliber is an established leader in providing research consulting. I'm reading their own hype. Established leader in providing research consulting and innovation in human services and human resource issues. ICF acquired Caliber in 2005 in order to serve HHS, the U.S. Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Defense, and the U.S. Department of Education. Caliber Associates and their four contributing authors to the HHS CPS field manual, which will be used to enforce child welfare regulations, was the undeniable link to the Obamacare through this field manual, but as I discovered, the rabbit hole went even deeper. After I found the co-authors of HHS and CPS policy manual, which will guide these forced home inspections, I smelled the distinct odor of the United Nations and Agenda 21, and sure enough, this is exactly what we found. United Nations and Obamacare. At times, I feel that I have the globalist playbook, and I'm able to often anticipate their next move. Now, please allow me to briefly illustrate how the globalists have operated in another area, say in education, and then draw the parallel to how the UN is deeply involved in Obamacare. The Common Core curriculum, which is sweeping the nation's education system, was the product of Education for All. Education for All comes from the United Nations education arm, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. You've heard it 1,000 times. UNESCO. Common Core went from the UNESCO to the National Governors Association, who in turn farmed out the development of all the details to the various non-governmental organizations. And we have warned you about those. They will look to have the power in forming policy as the government has. And that's exactly what they do. Which in turn sent the standards to each state for implementation. This is the standard model that the globalists follow when implementing a controversial program, and Obamacare follows a similar pattern, as did Common Core. Now, there is no doubt that the provisions of allegedly protecting children in Obamacare originated with the United Nations. Now, in the United Nations document entitled Human Rights, Persons with Disabilities, ICF and UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, a training toolkit. We'll get into this as well. Thank you, Dave Hodges, for doing all this exemplary detective work. The devil is always in the detail.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Oh, I see a dark cloud. Oh, on the horizon.
Boy.
Yeah, I think it's about time for my broadsword. Give me my shield and my broadsword. Yeah, it's about a time to go a hacking here. Well, the United Nations document entitled Human Rights Persons with Disabilities, ICF and the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And by the way, this article can be found on republicbroadcasting.org, and go to all the little links to this to see the stuff for yourself. As I said, don't believe a damn thing I'm telling you. Check it out for yourself, because one of these days you will believe what I'm telling you, and you won't have to check it out. But for right now, you, some of you incredulous people out there going, who is this nut? Where did this guy come from? I came from what was left of your conscience. Because the reason why we're having all these problems in this country today, somebody's been on vacation for much, much too long. Could that have been you? Not taking care of business? Thinking that your only duty was to pay taxes and vote every once in a while? And the hell with all the rest of it? You let other managers manage everything? Could it possibly be that? Well, that would be an admission that you have been lazy, that you've been uncaring, you've been maybe even unpatriotic, that you've allowed the creatures of the night to descend upon your life, and now when it's getting really uncomfortable, and one of these days I'll explain the sitting in the chair uncomfortable analogy, but not today. Now, the implementations of these programs designed to help people, supposedly children in particular with disabilities, came from the World Health Organization, the International Labor Organization, and the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. As one can see from the title, ICF and the UN have partnered to protect people, children with disabilities. Go look at them yourself. And it gives you even the pages of their own publications that you can go to verify. So the conclusion to this, remember that earlier we made the point that the HHS and the CPS field manual referred to neglected children as children who have disabilities. Now, it is quite apparent that any of these conditions listed in the HHS-CPS manual will produce children who have disabilities. And in the case of Ceausescu, oh, there's that name again, and it came up, thank you, Dan, for the pronunciation, in which he seized hundreds of thousands of children who had disabilities and planned to use them for purposes of the state, the same picture is beginning to emerge with regard to Obamacare and the home invasion visits. I can draw no other conclusion than Obamacare is state-sponsored child slavery. Now, under Obamacare, virtually every aspect of parenting is criminalized. Any child can be considered to have a disability for which the state is the only legitimate treatment source. When Obama was first running for president in 2008, he promised to build a civilian security force that was just as strong, just as well-funded as our military. And when one combines this conspiracy with Obama's executive order, 13603, which calls for a mandatory civilian conscription to complement a military draft, it is clear that this lunatic is planning to enslave a large segment of the population. And he will obtain many of his conscripts from Obamacare. And many of you who are familiar with Agenda 21 and their expressed views towards parental rights and the rights of children do not need me to connect the dots. You have already done so. My advice to all parents, don't answer the door on New Year's Day on 2014. And when Obamacare begins to be implemented, well, you fill in the blanks after that. As I said to my saintly 5 foot one and a quarter Sicilian mother, full blood Italian brother, she wanted to know what her little son was up to. I was in radio. Well, what are you talking about? She was listening and she didn't understand. And I sat down and I explained it to her for 2 hours. She said nothing. When I finished, she wanted to assign blame. She said, whose fault is it? I said, Mom, do me a favor. When you put your teeth in your mouth tomorrow morning, when you're in front of the mirror in the bathroom and you're combing your hair, you're going to see the person that's responsible. Everybody's responsible for allowing this to take hold and take root in this country. And she understood that as well. Everybody wants to blame somebody. Nobody wants to take the blame for themselves or their share of the blame, ever. They want to pass it off on somebody else. Well, are we going into World War III? Well, it looks like we're definitely trying to pave the way going in to Syria. Kurt Nimmo, which writes for InfoWars, and he does some pretty good investigatory stuff. Very rarely does he ever exaggerate. He writes that corporate media begins chemical attack propaganda ahead of Syrian invasion. Media sources base conclusions on information by CIA's, FSA, and terror organizations Al-Nursa and Al-Qaeda. Fox News, dominated by the neocon faction of the global elite, has placed the blame for the chemical attacks in Syria on Al-Assad regime, despite a noticeable lack of evidence. Fox News and other establishment media sources are basing their conclusions on information provided by Syrian opposition groups. In other words, the CIA's Free Syrian Army and the terror organizations Al-Nursa and Al-Qaeda. The propaganda effort that will likely result in a U.S. and NATO invasion of Syria, with similar deadly after effects witnessed in Libya, there's only 30,000 dead there, folks, is being led by the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, the local coordination committee in Syria, and the Syrian National Coalition. Now, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is a one-man operation based in London, run by Rami Abdurrahman, that's actually a name, an anti-Assad activist. And I'm quoting him, clearly for a real journalist, this Abdurrahman is a useless, utterly compromised source of information who has every reason to twist reality to suit his admitted politically motivated agenda of overthrowing the Syrian government. And Tony Cartolucci wrote that. However, for a propagandist, he's a virtual gold mine. The Local Coordination Committee is a faction of the opposition Syrian National Council, an organization represented at the 2012 Bilderberg meeting by Basma Kadamani. A document released by the Catholic lobby in France describes the Syrian National Council as the military arm of the CIA and the military arm of American intelligence agencies, according to Manar, a Lebanese satellite television station affiliated with Hezbollah. The Syrian National Coalition is described by French investigative journalist Thierry Meissen as the Americans' new proxy in Syria. The organization's former president, Moaz al-Khatib, is in truth a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Touted as an expert on the international relations and diplomacy, al-Khatib instead worked for 6 years for the Al-Farat Petroleum Company from 1985 to 1991, a joint venture between the national company and other foreign enterprises, including Anglo-Dutch Shell, with whom he has maintained contact. Obviously, the sources, providing information for the corporate media on the chemical attack in Syria, the result is now being paraded on American television for its shock value, are far less than objective and are, in fact, at the forefront of the propaganda effort that will ultimately result in the U.S. military participation and an attack on Syria and the military of Bashar al-Assad, a disciplined and dedicated military the CIA's proxies have yet managed to decisively defeat on the battlefield. The propaganda effort is well-timed. It is occurring as the Syrian government has accepted the essential modalities under which the United Nations has signaled it is ready to investigate whether chemical weapons had been used in the country. More on this and other reports when we get back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
It is reasonable to speculate that the forces aligned against al-Assad, organized and funded by the CIA, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, have decided to state a false flag to divert attention away from the previous accusations of chemical warfare in Syria. The attacks were discounted and declared crude fabrications by Alexei Pushkov, head of the Russian lower house of Parliament's International Affairs Committee, and others. In addition, Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said a Russian scientific team assessed the site of the attack in Khan al-Asal, concluded that Syrian mercenaries supported by the CIA and funded by the Saudi Arabia and Qatar were behind the chemical attacks, not the al-Assad government. So, doesn't matter. You know, it's not going to matter to these people. And if you look at the situation here, Syria? Who was trying to run guns, the heavy equipment, into the Syrian opposition against the Assad government? That's what this whole damn Benghazi thing was all about. And Hillary Clinton has... they're trying to... I guess the latest word is the movie that was going to, they were going to do about her, that was going to glorify dear Hillary, I think has been canceled. And this creature is going to try to run in 2016 in this country. I hope either the revolution has come or I'm dead by 2016 before I see anything like a Hillary Clinton take office. Overnight, it wasn't, and Zero Hedge writes about this, they're pulling the Reuters quotes here, and I'm just going to read them quickly for you. The timing and location of the reported chemical weapons use, just 3 days after the team of UN chemical experts checked in to a Damascus hotel a few kilometers to the east at the start of their mission, was surprising. It would be very peculiar if it was the government to do this at the exact moment the international inspectors came into the country, said Rolf Ekris, a retired Swedish diplomat who headed a team of UN weapons inspectors in Iraq in the 1990s. Remember that one, folks? Remember the false flag that Saddam Hussein as weapons of mass destruction, and we had Condoleezza Rice, we had Colin Powell, we had everybody up there lying through their teeth. Remember? At the least, it would be very clever. Now, ICUS said that the mandate of the UN team was limited to three sites, but could be amended to investigate fresh claims, which would be simpler to verify than the other month-old cases. It is easier to do sampling and testing and also look at the victims. If there are sick people or even dead people on the scene, it's easier to get to doctors and get to the place where the event happened. Charles Lister, an analyst, at the IHS Jane's Terrorism and Insurgency Center, I didn't even know they had such a thing, but I guess they do, also said it made little sense for the Syrian government to use chemical agents now. Nonetheless, the Ghouta region, where the attacks were reported, is well known for its opposition leanings. Jabhat al-Nusra has had a long-time presence there, and the region has borne the brunt of sustained military pressure for months now, he said, referring to the hardline Sunni Islamic rebel group allied with al-Qaeda. By the way, wouldn't it be a real embarrassment if it were come out that the whole Benghazi thing was to take the arms out of Libya, run them into the anti-Assad groups, including, you ready? Al-Qaeda, us arming Al-Qaeda to go after Assad. And what the news media never reminds you of is Al-Qaeda was the creation of the CIA in the first place. They were the Mujahideen that was in Afghanistan that they armed, equipped, and trained to go after Russians that had invaded Afghanistan. That is something that you're never reminded of. So does it sound a little nuts that we would arm Al-Qaeda to go after Assad? No, not at all. Not if you know how these creatures operate. It's all justified. Forget the means, it's the ends that are justified. Forget the means. However convoluted and cockeyed and bad it is, doesn't matter. It just matters that we achieve our ends, achieve our goals. I'm not going to get into this article today, but thank you for sending this in. And this actually came out of the Macomb Daily, Macomb County, Michigan. And a guy by the name of Jack Beatty that was on the USS Liberty, there is finally a story that I see in a U.S. newspaper talking about that tragedy 50 years ago. So I'll tell you what, I think we have somebody on this network that we can bring up that was also on that ship. It'd be kind of nice to compare notes here with this article. Somebody had sent me an email, and Gene T., I got you. I don't know if you're a relatively new listener, but you kind of smacked me a little bit here. She writes, John, you are speaking of the 16th Amendment as though it gave Congress the authority to lay an excise tax up on we the people. But you fail to point out that the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified, which is in reality nullified it. Yeah, Gene, I have. Also in the Bershaber case, the Supreme Court's decision said the 16th Amendment gave Congress no new taxing powers, meaning they still could not lay a direct tax upon the general population. So it is disguised as an excise tax. And even so, that tax is imposed on profits made from services to the federal government, which capture their employees, officers, or elected officials, and may include money made from government contracts where the government is the payor. We all pay excise taxes on products we purchase. How can they impose an excise tax if that money is earned but not spent? They can't. So that the tax does not apply to private sector workers. Bill Benson's book, The Law That Never Was, is definitive proof of that 16th Amendment was never ratified. And Gene, when he came out with those books years ago, I was on the air repeatedly interviewing the man. I think this is a she. I'm going to continue. The 14th Amendment did not change people into employees of the federal government. As I understand it, presumption can never be overcome by irrefutable affidavit. Therefore, if they presume you to be a resident of the District of Columbia or its territories just because you said you are a U.S. citizen, that should be easily proven, seeing how there are three definitions to the term United States. You did not say United States, Inc. Bottom line, if the 16th Amendment gave Congress no new taxing powers, it may as well never have been enacted. The 14th Amendment was never properly ratified either. 14th Amendment, that did in fact make us United States citizens. But then they got you to admit it. Well, kind of, sort of. Fill out a driver's license application. It asks you, are you a U.S. citizen? Fill out a passport. And I can understand, you know, maybe people misconstruing this, because we are a country of, we're a confederation of states. But when somebody asks you where you're from, you say United States, right? I'm from the U.S. or the United States of America. You don't cite, I was born in such and such Pennsylvania on such and such a date in such a state. So when you see it on an application for a passport, it doesn't really dawn on people, but you're underscoring their belief that you are a 14th Amendment citizen and that you are a citizen of the United States and not your respective state with sovereignty and full-blown rights, folks. It's a little bit of the lawyerly stuff that they do. Kind of like the replacement of the original 13th Amendment, which would have kept a lot of these lawyers the hell out of all of our faces, and government as well. At any rate, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We appreciate you being here today. We must take America back. We must take